Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Tasa Mishnah Yud. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecher of Andrew Zivig Hagon Bekarav Mamish. And in this Mishnah we have an interesting case. A person said Harini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, V'Nazir K'sheli Ben, and I'm also going to be a Nazir when I have a son. Two different Nazir's periods upon himself. His Chaman has Shalai. He started counting his own Nazir's period Machach Noy Ben, and in the middle he had a son Mashlam Shalai. He completes his own Nazirus. He counts day 30 if it was a 30-day Nazirus. He shaves his head, brings his Karbanos, and then Machach Noy Shal Benoy. Then he counts his son's Naziros, and that's because he first said he's going to be a Nazir, and then for his son. But let's say it was the other way around. Harini Nazir Kshali Ben, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, V'Nazir, and I'm also going to be a Nazir Stam. And since he didn't have a child yet, his Chomayin Es Shaloi, he started counting his own Naziros, V'Achakach Noyloi Ben, and then he had a son in the middle of his Naziros. Meniach Es Shaloi, he has to put his Naziros count to the side, Umayin Es Shal Benoi, and he counts the 30 days for his son, V'Achakach Mashlam Es Shaloi, and then he completes the count of his own. So that he kept 15 days of his own Naziros, then he had his son, Mazel Tov, so he puts his 15 days to the side, counts a full 30 for his son, shaves his head, brings his Karbanos, and all he has to do is count another 15 for his own Naziros. That sounds pretty simple, but as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, it's actually not so, because there's another halacha that has to do with the shaving of a Nazir. Ain't teglachas pachas mishloishim yoim. A Nazir can't shave a growth of hair less than 30 days. So over here, even though he technically only has 15 days left his own Naziros, since he already shaved after his son's Naziros, that means that the shaving right now he's going to be doing at the end of his own Naziris is only a 15-day growth and not a 30-day growth. And therefore, he actually has to count another 30 days and not just 15, which basically means that he lost out on that first 15 days that he counted. Moving on to Mishnah Yod with a very similar case, just with larger numbers. A person says, Arini Nazir Chsheli Ben, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, V'Nazir Me'a Yoim, and I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. And he starts counting his Naziris of 100 days, 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, so on and so forth. Noyloi Ben Ad Shivim, let's say he has a son up until day 70, Lahav said Klum. He didn't lose out on anything because he puts whatever he did to the side. He does 30 days for his son and then he just picks up where he left off. And if it was up until day 70, that means he has at least 30 days of growth after his son's Naziris period and he has no issues. However, La'achar Shivim, if he has a son born after day 70, Saiser Shivim. So he just lost out from anything that he counted after day 70. And that's because, as we just said before, Shein Teglachas Pachas Mishleishim Yaim, shaving a Metzaira cannot be anything less than a 30-day growth. And therefore, let's just give numbers to this. For example, he counted 90 days of his 100, and then he had a son, so he does 30 for his son, shaves, brings his karbanos, and even though technically he only has 10 days left, a 10-day growth is not enough for him to shave, so he has to count a full 30 days, which means that he lost out on those 20 days in between 70 and 90. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.